The third grade classroom at Pleasant View Elementary looks just as you'd expect. Coats and backpacks are jammed haphazardly on hooks along the side wall. Tiny desks stuffed with notebooks and school supplies are spread in islands throughout the room. The only signs of the unique story unfolding in this classroom are an autographed photo of Tom Brokaw and a crayon drawing by a young child named Ashley, which says, "Smile, Mr. Frederick, fight that cancer." Frederick's illness is not a secret. Even if he tried to hide it, his gaunt frame and frequent visits to the doctor are clues enough that he's sick.
You see me dealing with it. It's not scaring me. It's not affecting the way I teach. I'm not being overwhelmed with a sense of grief or anything. And I think once they see me accepting it, I think it's much easier for them.
Frederick was out all of last year, recovering from extensive chemotherapy. When he decided to come back this year, school officials say it was not a matter of allowing him to return, but of finding a way to make it easier for him and the students. They never thought it would be simple, and things actually got more difficult. When teachers met for training last August, Superintendent Greg Vondell had to tell them a second teacher and a school board member had also been diagnosed with cancer.
In these kinds of moments, we define ourselves. We let the world know what we're made of, so to speak, and there was no question in the minds of the people that were there that day that we're made of good stuff, that we're good people who have kids at heart and have the well-being of all of our family at stake.
Vondell says when the academic year began, the focus for his school family was the children. The district hired a co-teacher to share the teaching load with Dennis and arranged for counselors to be available for the students. The principal also made a point of calling parents to see if they had any concerns or questions.
What did the lady use the quilt for?
This is number one.
Dennis Frederick is open and candid with his students, and he's let them know any questions they might have about his health are okay. But he says the children haven't had any. In talking with students Laura Duran and Damus Long, it's clear they know what's happening to their teacher, but they're still trying to understand why.
He'll start to, when he's like reading the book about Freddie, he'll start to cry, and then he'll just sit down and take a little rest and then stand back up and start to teach again.
Do any of you guys ever ask him any questions about how he's feeling?
I don't know, he might get sad, and he might start crying because he has cancer. Sometimes I ask my mom why he has to have cancer.
What does she say?
She says people just get it.
While there are few explanations for these third graders, they can relate to what they see happening to their teacher. On the few occasions Frederick's illness has come up in class, the children have had plenty of their own stories to share. Co-teacher Deb Kalewski points to a discussion a few weeks ago when Frederick told his class he'd have to go in for radiation treatment.
Some child talked about that his sister had her appendix out, and my sister had her tonsils out. So they kind of talk about those things. You know, my grandma had a heart attack and died. So they kind of related to that.
Kalewski says she's not worried about the children. They're resilient, she says, and are getting lots of support from their parents and from school staff. But she does worry about how Dennis's departure will affect her and her fellow teachers.
It's kind of hard for me, too, because it's kind of been fun to get to know Dennis. And then to have, you know, him be gone, it's going to be really probably difficult for me as well, not only the children. So I think it'll be a situation that, you know, we'll all kind of work together.
Debbie, you could go down. Why don't you go down and ask Sue for an answer key for this bugger?
Counselors at Pleasant View Elementary say they've considered special training sessions for teachers so they can help each other cope with the possible loss of a colleague. But so far, problems for staff and students have been few. Superintendent Greg Vondell says, in fact, death and dying is rarely the subject of conversation at school, except of late, when Dennis Frederick's story has attracted state and national notice.
Perhaps the most disruptive element over the last month and a half has been media attention.
In the past few weeks, Vondell has watched as newspaper reporters and TV crews from NBC News and 2020 have descended on Dennis Frederick's classroom.
Some of the media attention has brought cameras to classrooms and phone calls that have taken place after the fact as people across the nation have called in.
The national coverage of Frederick's story has brought a deluge of cards, flowers, and gifts. One anonymous donor sent each child and staff member at Pleasant View a piece of French silk pie. Another donated books for the school library. Vondell says it would be easy to criticize the media for disrupting life at Pleasant View, but their presence hasn't been all bad.
This has been very positive for the children in that regard, as they've seen a compassionate community and, frankly, a compassionate nation reach out toward Dennis. And that's also an important lesson for the kids to learn, is they're seeing that things are happening far beyond the classroom walls.
Dennis Frederick confesses he let the media into his life because he needed support from others dealing with cancer. But the main reason he continues to endure the probing questions and cameras is to set the record straight on living with cancer.
We're just not all sitting around waiting to die. I mean, I'm terminal. I have roughly another month to live, according to the doctors. And that may happen, that may not. But I'm going to continue on and live each day of my life.
Last week, Frederick began a first in a series of 13 radiation treatments. Cancer has spread to his liver, and it's causing him a great deal of pain. No matter what the results of the treatments, Dennis Frederick says he gets a lot of strength from his family and his students to keep him going.
I get inspiration from these kids, and I don't even think about my illness when I'm up here with them. And when I'm up out in the class doing stuff, it's just what I've always done the past 14 years, and I'm going to continue to do it. I'm not going to worry about, you know, the other things happening down the road. Who knows? God may heal me yet. There miracles do happen.
Dennis Frederick, a third grade teacher at Pleasant View Elementary School in Stock Rapids. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.
You are going to make a quilt and put something special on it about this year. And then we're going to put it on that blue paper. Can you see that blue paper? There it is right there. We'll make a little 6-inch box for you on what you want to remember.